It's almost the month of scare here across the country, and Sherry Preston is joining us this morning. But who needs to wait until October, Sherry?
You're right, guys. First of all, good morning. And we do say that there's a lot going on in the news, and I know it's a pleasure on every once in a while on Fridays that I get to cover things that are a little bit less serious. But let's talk about Halloween. You know what? It's not even October 1st yet, and people are already putting up their Halloween decorations. People are doing it earlier and earlier. And the National Retail Federation predicts that Americans are going to spend $11 billion on Halloween this year. Billion with a B. What do we spend it on? We spend it on costumes, we spend it on decorations, and we spend it on candy for the kids. And there's a great story out about those really tall skeletons, you know, the 12-foot tall skeletons you see in people's yards. A couple of years ago, those weren't even a thing. And somebody at Home Depot, before the pandemic, said, you know what, let's put these giant skeletons out. It might do something. And the pandemic hit, and they thought, you know what, should we do this? It's kind of a funny thing. Are people really ready for this? Well, it just took off, because Halloween is one of those holidays that, you know, you can celebrate it by yourself. You can celebrate it with others. It really doesn't matter. And those giant skeletons, who have been nicknamed Skelly, they have taken off, and you'll see them in yards all over the place. Because people just love those things, and people love the holiday of Halloween. Whatever it is, they love it, and they're already putting the decorations up.
Sherry, it's crazy. Not only are decorations up, they're up for a long time. I mean, we saw them in mid-September here. And those 12-foot-tall skeletons, you mentioned they're everywhere, and they're expensive. I mean, people are, if I see a house decorated for Halloween, they're spending way more than decorating for Christmas or anything else.
Oh, exactly. I mean, we talked about $11 billion. The average person is expected to spend $103 on Halloween. It doesn't sound like a whole lot, but when you add it all up, it adds up to decorations, almost $4 billion, $3.8 billion, costumes, $3.8 billion, candy, $3.5 billion that people will spend on candy this year. And it's one of those things that it's sort of like one of these holidays that's a transition holiday. We've had Labor Day. We're done. We're not ready for Thanksgiving. This is a holiday that, you know, as one expert called it, it is an extroverted holiday for introverts. You can have one person celebrate it. You can have 20 people celebrate it. But it's just the candy. It's the kids. It's the start of fall. And people are just like, we're ready for it. We are ready for this. And they enjoy it. And they love spending money on it. But, you know, when it comes to costumes, listen to this. You would think like there's going to be crazy costumes every year. No. When it comes to costumes, people are very, very traditional. Kids' favorite costumes, first one, okay, Spider-Man. Second one, favorite costume, a ghost. How simple is that? Yeah. A ghost.
I was going to say skeleton, yeah. But okay. Hey, have you had candy corn yet?
I have not had candy corn yet, but there is another study out that's about favorite candy for each state. I'm going to tell you what New York's favorite candy is. Sour Patch Kids, followed by hot tamales, followed by candy corn. You're right. I love candy corn. I like the kind with the little chocolate on the end of it.
Hey, oh, me
you
too.
Know, you know, you like that?
Yes. I'm a fan too, Sherry. You don't have to worry about us. You're in a safe candy corn space right here. Hey, thanks so much. Sherry Preston with a look at Halloween.